Good morning. 7:19 a.m. on August the 7th, 2014. Thursday morning. I was going to say Wednesday, but it's not. It's Thursday. It's 16:44. Okay. I can tell because my shins are saying, hello. You should have done that. I had a lot of good tunes this morning. Yes, on Ongo Boingo Radio. It's quite a thrill. Pandora wrote to me yesterday and said I did 95 songs in July. I'm wondering what I will do in August. And Ongo Boingo was my go-to station. So, yeah, not too shabby. Not too shabby. Not too surprising. 95 something, just barely over 3 songs a day. And given that I didn't walk for most of the month, that's actually pretty astonishing. They're still trying to get me to cough up the moolah for, they call it Pandora Prime. Pandora One, I guess. Or you don't get ads. You know, I'm not really that. I'm not really into that much into Pandora. I suppose if I listen to it commuting every day or all day every day or had more than my little 20 minute exposure per day, it might be worthwhile, but not for what I listen to. Yeah. My hat brushed a branch overhead and sprinkled water down my neck. So it's kind of a lovely morning. It's a low 60s. I think it's about 62. It's mostly cloudy. There's a couple of big cloud decks and some puffy clouds in between them. Off to the west is a big blue sky hole, but it's surrounded by clouds, so I'm not sure what that bodes for the day. Yesterday was not a bad day. I didn't get my mowing done. Darn it. I did find out why my tomatoes were cracking. And I figured out what I need to do to get it. So they don't. The problem is the dry weather. Is it? Dry weather, dry weather, dry weather. The tomatoes start to ripen. The skin's toughen up. And then we have a deluge. So they get a lot of extra water. Water gets taken up by the tomato plants, tomatoes split. So, turns out the solution is to not vine ripen your tomatoes. Who knew? I suppose the other solution would be to water regularly. I was concerned because I didn't have any tomatoes on my tomato plants. It's like, really? No tomatoes? What's up with that? I went out this morning and looked at them to see if there were any that were starting to ripen. And there are quite a few tomatoes on it, actually. I didn't put cages around them because they were supposed to be small and compact. And, of course, the tomatoes are all running all over the ground, which is not too bad. That's all right. They don't have far to fall. The bad news is, of course, that the ground is moist and they tend to get a little funkish. So, yeah, this idea that what I need to do is go out and pick them when they're just starting to turn a little bit yellow, let them ripen on the windowsill, is a good one. They are small. They're salad-sized, Roma-sized tomatoes. I think next year I'll put cages up. Maybe get some Romas. I do like Roma tomatoes. They don't work well in sandwiches, but they do great in salads. And I'm trying to eat more salad. Drink more water, eat more salad. Keep up with the walk. I gotta do some core training though, that's clear. Good morning, good morning. How are you this morning? Fine.
Good.
Lady with her beagle. I see her quite regularly, actually. Yes, my shins are talking to me. I kicked too hard this morning, I think. 1645, I suppose I did, yeah. That includes stopping for the picture. That's all right. Today's the 7th. It's been a week. Today's 7 days in a row. Working on the habit. Working on rebuilding. I still have to finish this book by the end of the month. I have 23 days. I should really only need 20 of them, but the reality is I'm probably going to need every single one of them, and I may have to ask Karen for an extension. But there's something happening inside me. There's something that I recognize that is a sort of latency that is building to a point where my skin, not quite, but almost itches. Where I'm feeling not just the urge, but the need to get back into the world, to get back into writing, to get back into producing new content, to get back into interacting with people again. I've been interacting more frequently on Google Plus these days, mostly with writers, just because I don't know where to find readers. All the science fiction communities are not closely monitored, not closely moderated. So all the ones that I found tend to be clogged up with self-published authors who just keep dropping links, spamming people as if that's going to make any difference. Then there are the people that I talk to who are really puzzled by not getting a lot of uptake on their cross-genre science fiction LGBT fantasy mystery noir. And I look at these people and I go, seriously? You're writing to a niche of about 1,000 people. Monk post. And you wonder why you're not able to reach them. Oh, and while there are a lot of people who do read multiple genres, science fiction and fantasy tends to be speculative fiction types. They tend not to be the people who read noir mysteries. LGBT is kind of thrown in there in order to aggravate the conservatives, I think. Oh, I didn't know the main character was gay. All right, well, next. A, it doesn't matter. B, was it done well? Too often, I wonder. I read a blurb about a guy who wants to write a science fiction novel where the main character is depressed. Oh, really? Yeah. So, unless you're actually dealing with the depression yourself, or at least secondhand through a loved one, trying to write this legitimately is going to take a lot of research. I'm not saying it's not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to do it, but it's going to take a lot of research. It's like, what is this, some sort of, it sounds, but it strikes me as gimmicky. Okay, maybe the character is depressed, but that's not the story, is it? Really? The story is that there is depression? People are depressed 150 years from now? That's the story? I suppose there's room for dramatic conflict there. Oh, I got a book. It's a really crappy scan, but it's a public domain, 1860 something. Pulte's 36 dramatic elements, and I got it because somebody that I follow, Steve Trumbull, recommended it because it sounded cool. And it is cool. It's I'm only on the first dramatic element. And each dramatic element, 36 of them, has sub-classifications. The first one is supplicant. And so the main character, they want something. And he gives a whole rundown of the various things that they could want in significant amounts of detail. And among the things that he outlines is, all right, what does it take? Well, it takes somebody who wants something. It takes somebody who has the power to grant it. And then it has somebody who is, how does he put it? Basically, I think it's the person who's standing in the way of them getting it, or the person who doesn't want them to have it. But it requires three people. A supplicant plot. And there are things like interceding with the mother's lover on her behalf. And seeking asylum from a new country, from a new tribe or whatever. Seeking asylum when they have disgraced or dishonored their tribe of origin. I forget how he says it. So they're And remember, this is written in 1860-something, and it was from an older work. What puzzles me a little bit is that some of the references are examples of the stories that use these plot lines. One of them I saw was dated 1911. So there's something a little wonky. I'm not quite sure. This is a later edition, a revised edition, an edition that somebody picked up and republished and annotated. I'm not really sure. But it's a fascinating read. It's like, that's cool. I wouldn't have thought of that. So, yeah, I'm kind of in my spare moments, kind of perusing that. I really don't have a good plot for Jimmy Pirano's sister. Would I name her Andrea? I think so. Andrea Pirano? That sounds right. I don't remember now. I've looked at it 17 times and now I can't remember it. It's just that it's automatic. And unfortunately, my automaticity is contextual. Like, oh yeah, when I'm looking at the context, if I'm looking at the manuscript, I can remember it. If I'm not looking at the manuscript, it's like, what did I call her again? Andrea? Anita? Pretty sure it was an A. Theodora? I don't remember. Anyway. So I don't know. Well, so what is her plot? What does she want? I know what Otto wants. I need to establish it and then figure out how to deal with it. So I know what Otto wants. I don't know what Jimmy's sister wants. She wants to run the company. She's pissed because she was brought to St. Cloud under false auspices. Does she really want to run the company? And is there a twist coming where Otto gets sent back now that he's seen, had a taste of home office, and Jimmy recalls the sister? Is the sister better suited to running the company? Or is the sister really think she wants to run the company, and then maybe we twist it so that she finds out that running the company, that fishing is really where her heart is. We're working with the ocean every day rather than all the rest of it. Or maybe she's a born bureaucrat, I don't know. Some great comments on the water world. And yeah, the texture of the floor, seafloor, is definitely part of it. And there will, of course, be currents in the ocean. It can't help but have currents. So they'll probably tend to be. No, that's not too good. 18 and a quarter on the back half. Not exactly a record-breaking pace. But yeah, there will be currents. There's going to be sea mounts underneath the ocean. There are actually tectonic forces at work under the sea. But so far they're well enough balanced that the ocean, while deep in places, is largely relatively shallow, which will have an effect, I think. And other than that, I haven't really given it a lot of thought, so. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.